In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, one God. Amen. Sometimes we forget what we were like as children. Most of us have a lot to forget. But one of the things that we do as good parents for our children is encourage them in behaviors. Now, I'm speaking about how when a child does a particular act that, although they don't know the true significance of the thing that they are doing, still in doing it, we encourage and reward them with great praise. My grandson used to have an account at his school so that he could get snacks. And I would keep his inventory well stocked, let's put it that way. I would give him money every week, and I had an idea about how much money he spent every day when he went. He used to like to get certain things for his snack, and that became a habit. And then one week, you know, I would ask him as the day concluded, "What did you have for your snack?" I knew pretty much what he was going to say. And he said, "Well, I didn't have a snack today." And I said, "Well, why didn't you have a snack?" And he said, "Well, because I ran out of money." And I said, "Well, how can you run out of money? You know, I put the money in there." And then he told me a story about how he had a friend on a Thursday who was watching him eat, and his friend was kind of looking at him with an envied countenance. And so my grandson said, are you hungry? Would you like some?" And he said, "Yes." And so my grandson gave him his Thursday, his Friday money. I didn't tell him to do this. It was not anything that I had mentioned. But it's one of those things that when you see it done out of a pure motive, it is so beautiful. There's another little boy that I saw one time. I was a homeroom father in kindergarten, helping the teacher on days where they had different activities and they needed some parental supervision. I went to the zoo, for example, and I did some other things. I had some time. This was before I was a priest. And it was Christmas time, and all of the kids were excited about Christmas. And the teacher said, "Well, what do you like about Christmas?" And a bunch of little kids said, "Presents." So they stood in one line. And then another group of kids said, "Christmas trees." And kids said, "Santa Claus." And finally, after they had gone through all of the various things that they loved about Christmas, there was one little boy. He was standing by himself. And the teacher said, "Well, what do you like about Christmas?" And he said, "I like Jesus." This wasn't something that he was taught. It was something that he felt. Now, the disciples began to have this feeling about people. You know, when the disciples came to Jesus and they said, send the multitude away, they didn't say that because the multitude was bothering them. They were the ones who were bringing to Jesus the concerns of all of the people. Some people were sick. Some people were demon-possessed. Don't forget, we have an icon of Mary Magdalene. And it's written that she had seven demons cast out of her by Jesus. Even though at the end she is, having been restored, called the apostle to the apostles, because she ran from the tomb and she told the apostles that Christ is risen. So the things that touch my heart the most is when the dignity of man is elevated in that he becomes the emblem of God himself. When you see somebody who is doing something that is noble, that is generous beyond the generosity that is normal, this always makes me very emotional. It's something that Jesus rewarded in saying, I want you to feed them. He said this not as a challenge to them. It wasn't a challenge. He wanted them to participate in feeding. You know, there's nothing that we do in our lives that is more important than feeding. We can feed emotionally. Women are great at that. Men feed intellectually. But everybody eats. And you know, this is one of the things about our church. I don't know if you've paid attention to it, but we always eat. We always eat. And I don't care how much anybody eats. I don't care whatever it is. Some people take food home. It's all right with me. I want to feed people. And I want to feed them in any way that I possibly can. Now, my ways are limited because I myself am limited. But you see, Jesus is going to inculcate this spirit, to teach this spirit, to promote this spirit. The disciples had care for these people that had shown up. It's late. Where are they going to go to get fed? What are we going to do? Now, it's written that 300 pennyworth was not enough. 300 pennyworth was 200 days' labor. 200 days' labor to feed these people. How long do you have to work? And how much money would you amass in 200 days of work? That's what they're saying. For them to do what? To take but a little. Because there were 5,000 men, and wherever there's 5,000 men, there's at least 5,000 women. And there's a bunch of kids in tow, just like in our church. Right? Think about it. So he's saying, you give them to eat. And they say, well, what have we? You know, I think about the tenderness of the acts that I just shared with you. My grandson, who's not here and won't hear this, you know, he just saw his friend. It was just a friend. And he said, well, eat. That's what the little boy did. The little boy said, I have a lunch here that my mother prepared for me. I have 5 pieces of bread and 2 small fish. Take it. That's what a little boy said. And Jesus, being the Father that he is, like any good father, he's going to say, oh, you have this kind of heart? I'm going to show you what I can do with this kind of heart. I'm going to show you something. You're going to give a little through your hands. I'm going to give an amount that that is going to be so embarrassing that it will be talked about for hundreds of years. And that's what we recite today. Hundreds of years from this act of generosity, this act of selflessness, this act of paternal teaching, this act where the fatherhood is pouring out of the Lord into his sons and saying, I'm going to encourage this heart that you have. I'm going to encourage this feeling that you have. I want these things to be done through you, and I want you to have the confidence that when you call upon me, I will be with you to help you. And we know he looked to heaven, to his Father. Jesus looked to heaven, to his Father, and then he blessed and he broke. Now, there's all kinds of references. We will talk about this in 100 different ways. I've never spoken to you in this fashion in all of my 32 years as a priest. But there are things that touch me so deeply when I see that man is as his Creator wanted him to be in this one instance. And that is emblematic of what all of us can imitate if we are not cowardly. We can be that, and we can know how pleasing that is to God our Father. To him be the glory, honor, majesty, worship together the Holy Spirit, the giver of life, is one of the people now and ever.